2 weeks ago we spoke about the Inyan from Gaiva. Now I was a shtickler afraid that people are going to think that Gaiva is a zagefele chazach, it's mamish bitter, and somebody that's in his go with the alos falirin, and he loses olam hazeh, he loses olam haba, he ends up becoming a koyfi biker, who knows how far it could slap a person. So I want to chaza over something that I told you a while ago. And Betzim, those that have good memories should be really remembered the Nakuda, but I'm going to try to elaborate on this and to get it from a different angle. But Betzim, we spoke about this once before, and it's a very, very important Nakuda. And this will sort of smooth out the legish if you think that you have gaiva. I'll show you a certain type of gavos halev that you're supposed to have. Derech agav, I don't know if you appreciate this, but Rav David Shul appreciates this. Rav Hudna always used to say that gaiva is asa, but gavos halev is mutter. Now what's the chilek between gaiva and gavos halev? I'll tell you a davar nifla ma'oy. I want to start out with a certain with a kasha, and then we'll try to get into the inyan. It says like this: Avram Avinu was teveya from the Eibish to Zikna. Now, sometimes, if you know what the mean, if you know what the word means teveya, you know there's such a thing as tefillah. Avram Avinu says, "Rabbein Shalom, Mechtafam Das, Echvelam Kinder, Echvelam Meretz Yisrael, Echvelam Olam Haba." That's a tefillah. Avram is mespala. Then there's a different lashon. He's teveya. I don't want to use the expression that he demands, because you can't use such an expression in Ivrit to demand something from the Eibishter. But Avram Avinu was mamish teveya. He says, "This thing I must have." Zok the Yalkut, what was Avram Avinu Teveya? He says, I want to have Zikna. There should be such a thing that a person should look old. In fact, the Abish, why do you want people to look old? What do you want? Don't you want to have the young look? What do you have to have the old Ketcher boy? So Avram Avinu told the Abish like this: when I go into a town, now I look exactly like my son Yitzchak. So I look like Yitzchak and Yitzchak looks like me. So they don't know who to give cover to. They think Yitzchak is me, and they can mistake me for Yitzchak, so they won't be giving me any cover. So since I don't have no cover, it's not nice. So therefore, the bunch, I want to have a long white beard, so people see, oh, Er is the elder mensch, he is long, M daf me giving cover, and Yitzchak, he has the jet black beard. Okay, so he's the younger one. So Avram, you got to give this much cover, and Yitzchak, he's younger, you give less cover. So the Yabish says, wow, Chayecho, ich schwer by the 11. You asked for such a good desach, you were to veil such a good desach, I'm going to make from now on that people are going to look old. I'm going to start from you. That's the pshat. It says in the pasuk, "Avram zokein bo bayom." What does it mean, Avram zokein? The Yabish gave him a long white beard. Zokein. That's how you say zokein. When I saw the yalkut, I was mamish embarrassed. Avram Avinu is not ashamed to ask for the Yabish of the Baruch Hashem, give me covid. He says, "Sabonish, I want to have a long white beard. You know why? Because otherwise people don't know who I am. I won't get covered." What kind of date is that? Avram Avinu asks for covered, and then the Yabish says, "Chayecha, ich shver. I'm going to start with you. You're asking so gewaldig gezach. If Avram zaken baba yom, Avram's beard turned into white. And now every time Avram used to come into a shtetler, they know Avram Avinu is still up with Azai Yilis HaKovid. Avram is Avram. Yitzchak is also ganz fine. Oh, but Avram is Avram. So what did Avram Avinu wear? So he is for COVID? What kind of aid is that? Everybody knows Gaiv is gefelech and ma'avig. What's a mensch bet for COVID? Give me a bit of COVID. What kind of aid is that? That's one kasha. A different kasha, I tell you, I don't like to use the word, I went out of my kelim, but I bet you'll go out of your kelim. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Samach Beis, La'avas Hashem Alekecho, you should love the Yebishter. Lishmaya b'koilo, you should listen to the koil of the Yevishter. Uladovkei bo, you should get yourself connected. One of my children showed me, Tati, give a kuvli peanut butter, said in Yiddish, take a look how peanut butter is connected to bread. That's called dveikus. I went out of my kelim, a little kid, to come out with such a thing. Ludovkei bo means like peanut butter to bread. You try to take it off, it doesn't, the stains will always be there. Ludovkei bo means your mom is connected to the Yevishter. Now, that's what the pasuk says. So what is the Gemara Dashin? Shalai Yaimir Adam, a person shouldn't say, Ekra, I'm going to learn Chumash. You know why? Shikreini Chocham. People should say, oh, er is a Chocham. Eshne, I'm going to learn Tarish about Peh. Why? Shikreini Rebbe. People should call me Rebbe. Eshne, I'm going to chazer over and I'll know Kola Tarikula. Why? She'e Yezokin. So I should be a Zokin. Ve'e should be a Shibir. Because I have excess and by a Mizachvant. No, you shouldn't do that. No, Vos. Ela Lamoid Ma'ava. You should learn the Tarish of Ma'avas Hashem. Vali Ebshe Dazege Hasen. And the end of the story will be that you'll be in the Mizrach Bank, you'll get COVID, and you'll be very happy, you'll be Matzliach. When I said this, I went out of my kelim. What is the Gemara starts out like this. The Gemara says that, don't learn for COVID. COVID is a treif in the zach. Don't learn for you should be a Rebbe, don't learn for the Mizrach Bank, don't learn that people should come to you. Don't learn for that reason. But don't worry, if you do it, you're going to get it anyway. It's like telling a kid like this, don't eat chaza. Chaza is treif, you'll burn in Gehenna. But don't worry, if you be a good boy, you'll get your chaza. What kind of talk is that? From one line to the other one, the Gemara says it itself. The Gemara starts out, don't learn for COVID. COVID is a gefelach, tu is nishtan, Abbas Hashem, Ladovka boy, should be connected to the Eivishter, Adla Hafli. Don't learn for COVID. The next line, the Gemara says, don't worry, learn anyway, you'll get the COVID anyway. What's Pshat the Gemara? Mama said, how do we read the Gemara from one line to the next line? So I tell you, Yesod Nifla Ma'oid Ma'oid. The sod is mamash hafla of a fella. And every time, you know, I'm a big guy, I'm a guy that has big fantasias. I fantasize. I wish I was in the tkufa from the Alta von Slobodka. You know, you can't imagine what this means. The Alta von Slobodka, I have a picture on my wall, the Alta von Slobodka walking with a cane. You know, I want to tell you this. It's, you know, the Alta von Slobodka, just to tell you who he is, he was a person that was a Machal Shabbos. But the guy was dressed so gewaldig. They had such a clean-cut suit and his hat, and he used to walk so... Mommy, she looked half of a fella. So the Alta asked him to please to come into the Beis Medrash and hang around for 2 days. The guy said, what kind of kid was Malosta, Machal Shabbos, Aran in the Beis Medrash? He says, I want the Talmidim to see what does it mean, cover the Adam. What does it mean, the cover of a mensch? How a person is supposed to get dressed? So tell him, Rabbi, what kind of day does it? You learn a Machal Shabbos from Daft Sarayson? You have to kill him and rip apart a Machal Shabbos from Vahesh? He says, I want the Talmidim to see what it means, cover the Adam. What did the Alta want? What do you mean, cover the Adam? Was Villa? Velo Yoid, at least you're different, Pellet. You know who the Alta's Rebbe was? The Alta from Slobodka, Grady, he was the Rebbe from Dravar and Kotlum, from Avyankov Kamenetsky, from Avutna, and noch a few Gedoy Lahadur now at Kufa. But you know who his Rebbe was? The Alta from Kelm. The Alta from Kelm, if I could just to describe you who the Alta from Kelm, he was a person that would take out your heart and put it on the table and show you from this angle, you're finished. If you look at you from this angle, the Aveda. And from this angle, Yen Aveda. He would, it's like open heart surgery. He would take apart the person and rip him apart limb by limb. There'd be no Zeche. The Alta from Kelm was so sharp. He was from the five giants from Rabbi Sol Salanta. And the Alta from Slobodka changed the whole Mahalach, the whole Shita from the Alta from Kelm. The Alta from Kelm was Mamish a shtick fire kipshutai. He would rip anybody apart. He had such a tifa blick into the koichas hanefesh of a person. He would say, how'd you do this? This is this, made it that, made it this, made it this is wrong, that's wrong. He used to sharpen people out. And the Alta from Slobodka, his biggest talmud, he turned over the whole sheet to forget about Avedis, have Machal Shabbos into the Beis Medrash. Atkidekach, I'll tell you even a story. People don't even know this. Rav Aaron Kotler also was makabel that sheet. Do you know that he was somebody in Kletsk? It's mamish embarrassing to say, but I hope, just listen with one ear. The Rav Aaron Kotler had somebody in Kletsk writing down his shiurim, and they found out that he was writing on Shabbos. That guy was writing Torah on Shabbos. Well, the Talmid from Kletsk went over to Rav Aaron. They told him, listen, you throw him out, or we'll kill him. Skila is a mechuyev. So Rav Aaron said, lost him. He's a dizig about kishin. Give him COVID, he'll become a big time chacham. What Lamais was himself? The Mashkiach told me he knows him. Rav Aaron kept him there, he was machazikim, and he gave him COVID, and he ended up becoming a big rov. What's the pshat? What's the pshat of the shita from Slobodka? COVID or Odom, no matter what, just give a person COVID, and it'll become gewaldig. Listen to this. We know that there's such a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mishameis Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva was nifta, bottle COVID atoyda. There's no such thing as COVID atoyda. If the Rabbi Kiva was gone, Rabbi Kiva took with himself the Indian of COVID atoyda. Now, what is COVID atoyda? Running to Borough Park and making demonstrations against Chabad. What's Kavod HaTorah? What is Kavod HaTorah? I'll tell you, listen to this Rashi. Rashi tells us what Kavod HaTorah is. Rashi says like this, it's worth $1 million. This Rashi is in Soita Memtes. Rashi says, Kavod HaTorah Shehoyanoisein Liboy. He gave his heart, not only his cup, he gave his heart. Lidroish kol koitz v'koitz. Shall call ice every single kite. You know what a tag is? Let me just finish the Rashi. For calls came tavis you say this. For ice yes you say this. Kagosh bas uvas. Pshat's like this. When Rabbi Kiva looked at the pasuk of Lamash, let's say we take Elah Mishpatim. You know, on the Shabbos table, you know, so part of my job as father, you know, the kids sit around the Shabbos table. You have to reach every kid. So I asked my kid, Velcha sedris hai mishpatim. Say you're good. I asked, Vashtei the mishpatim. So tell me, it says this mitzvah, it says this, we'll have three mitzvahs. The whole mishpatim have three mitzvahs. I'll ask a kid a little bit older. No, was steht in mishpatim? So a girl that learned it in school already, mit the good tomorrow's darkened, they'll tell me, it says this mitzvah, and this mitzvah. They'll get like the general ideas, a lot more mitzvahs. If I ask somebody a little bit older, he says, what do you mean? There's so many parshas. We learn this parshah, this pasuk, and this limud, and they'll tell me all the rashis. If you get even smarter, well, you told me there's so many words in mishpatim. From this word, you learn this, this word. Now, if you get even higher and smarter, someone can say, what are you talking about? How many oisies there are in Mishpatim? From this ois we learn this, then with this ois we go. That's half of it. If you get to somebody like Rabbi Kiva, you know what he could do? He could tell you every single, and you know what, a vav has one tag. A Zion has three tagim, that's three like crowns that come out. From, if you get an aliyah, take a look in the Sefer Torah. Well, take a look at the tikkun, you'll see tagim. That Rabbi Kiva, when he saw an ois, that ois didn't get lost. That ois meant so much to him that he darshened something from that ois. He learned the din. Not only did he learn din from oisius, but from the tagim. If a Zion had three tagim, he learned three different halachas from the Zion. With all the tagim, how it stimmed up, he got bull up, he was half of a fella. Rashi says, that's Kovra Tarda. Kovra Tarda means nothing gets lost. Nothing gets lost. A tag is there for a reason. A little kid, a little yingler, he doesn't know. What's Mishpatim? One big thing called Mishpatim has three mitzvahs. A person that gets a little smarter knows there's a lot more than that. First of all, there's 85 mitzvahs. A kid smarter knows there's so many psukim, so many lamudim. Somebody that's even smarter knows from this word you learn. Somebody that's even greater knows this ice. And Bekeva was so great that he didn't let one tag in Gans Tanakh. And he dashed in every single tag. And you know what? Tilim shel halachas, piles and piles and piles and mountains, agabi mountains, just from one tag. Rashi says, that's Kovod HaTorah. From this Rashi, we see a gevaldik shlissel. You know what Kovod means, Kovod HaTorah? When nothing gets lost. Let me take, for instance, an example. If, let's say, if somebody would say, how many bochum are here in Adelphia? 80 kids, okay, 80 kids, that's it. But it's not that way. It's not that, let's say 100 kids, let's say 100, 125, I don't know the score. Let's say 100, okay, it's a round number. 100 bochum Adelphia, it's not that way. There's this bocha, and there's this bocha, and there's this bocha. It's not 100. Every bocha has an identity. Everybody has yeshivas. You don't get lost in the crowd. The altar from Slobodki, there was no such thing as a yeshiva with 1,000 talmidim, 500 talmidim, 100 talmidim. There was this talmud, and this talmud, and this talmud, and this talmud. They used to say the altar in the middle of the night. When everybody used to go to sleep, it was ready about 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, before the early birds got up, and when the light people left already. They saw somebody Aron Kodesh. The Aron Kodesh was open. The altar, first of all, you're allowed to open up. He used to go over to the Aron Kodesh. He used to cry. People hopped him. What's going on, Rebbe? He told him he was crying for the Hatzlacha for a Talmud. He saw a Talmud was a Matzliach. But him, there was no such thing, Sam, you're being misspelled that everybody should be Matzliach. No such thing, Derech Klal. Every Bocha meant something. Every younger man meant something. That was covered. And that this is sort of what covered is. This we learn from this Rashi. Covered means when you're unique, you're different, and you mean something to me. A Rebbe in a class, a real good Rebbe, is somebody that every single bacha means something. You know, Rav Chaim, I'll never forget this, Rav Pala said this over. The mighty Rav Pala, one day, boy, if you boys will be zeichet to learn Rav Pala, you see what it means, a canon in learning. I mean, that's mamish gvaldi. So Rav Pala said over in the Shmuz on Friday, so he said over like this, that two Talmidim came to Rav Chaim, Rav Shimishkop and somebody else, I don't know who the other one was, and Rav Chaim said a shir. And they both, they were young, but they had mighty heads. They went to Reb Chaim, they asked Reb Chaim, what did Rosh Hashiva mean? What did Rosh Hashiva mean? Did you mean to say the Svara like this? And the other Talmud says, nein, I feel that Rosh Hashiva meant it like this. So they asked, who's right? So Reb Chaim heard what each one said, and he looked each one into the eye, and he said, to you, Tzedili, I'll say it in English, to you I meant like this, and to you I meant like that. What did Reb Chaim do? Was he playing games? Reb Chaim understood that Reb Shimon Shkop understands his raid, Reb Chaim's raid, in a certain way. He's not going to be doich that at all. And he says, to you, I understand, to you, this is what I meant to you. The way you understand it, build on that. To you, the other Talmud, let's say it was Rabbi Chanan. I can't believe that Rabbi Chanan would fight with Rabbi Shimon learning, but just let's say, let's make believe. And to you, I understand it that way. And to you, this is what I meant to you. And Rabbi Chanan would have to build on according to that. Why? Rabbi Chaim also got this Nakuda. He knew that every person, this is the way I feel it. So if this is the way you feel it, so build on that, build on that, build on that. Nobody gets lost. If this is what you feel, develop it, develop it. You don't lose your identity. Let me give you another example. The Gemara says, "Lefichoch nivra Adam yichidi." A person was created yichidi, alone. Why was Adam yichidi? Why didn't the apes just start with the human race, like making like about 50 million people, and just putting them all over the world? What do you need? Why do you have to start with one? What do you need the one? Zok the Gemara, a person is nivra yichidi because bishvili nivra ha'olam. The whole world, I could look, me, Kamakron, I could look at the whole world like the whole world was made for me. I can look at the stars, I can look at this, I can look at the whole Adelphia was made for me. Because I have such a chashivis, because I'm a Nivra, I come from Adam, I'm a Yochid. For me it's Kedai, the ganze Bliya Kula. For me it's Kedai, the Rab Moshe, for me it's Kedai. The whole Bliya is just for me. That's what the Gemara says. The whole Bliya, not only can I feel that, but you also. And not only that, but the Gemara says, Chayiv Adam Loima. A person is Mechoyiv to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. A person is so choshev. They taught us in the Alter von Slobodka's yeshiva that a person is so choshev. It might sound so vild, but if you think about it, it's marvel. You're supposed to think that the world was created for me. I'm such a choshev person. I could reach such meridical levels. Like they say, the ganze Kletzky yeshiva was for Ravaran. So Ravaran should have people to storm and learning and this and that. Till Ravaran became Ravaran Kotler. And he came to America and he took over the Welt. Until he planted after Hitler wiped out 6 million. So Chas HaShon turned with a big... Who stelled Ravak? One person stelled Ravak in America. When Torah was done, I had one person. Who? Ravan Kotler. They say the ganze Kletzky, all the Bochum and this and this and that. All for Ravan. Bishvili Nivraelim. He had that. He got that from Aldo Slobodka. And he built up America. He had that Reumilis and that Chashivis. Now I'll tell you a different thing. You know who else had that in the Kuda? Rav Hutner. He was somebody that I feel mamish broken hearted. I never had the schus to learn by him. But I'll just tell you this, because I don't want to get into it because I have a story that this is mamish a knockout. Mamish a knockout, Sheba knockout. But I must tell you first, the chalitz vishon Ravaran Rav Hutner, it's not a good thing to know. Ravaran Tavek is still Torah. He stole the chshivas for smeng Torah in the world. He gave such cover at Torah. There was once a balabas that was arguing with Ravaran. And but he didn't want to give money. Didn't want to get Ravaran, let him have it. He says, I'm not fighting because you don't want to give him the money. But I'm fighting because he's not giving cover to the Torah. That's what bothered him. Ravaran stole the vek, the covet of the Torah. You know what Rav Hutner stole the vek? The covet of the Gavra. I mean, if you would know the soldiers that Rav Hutner stole the vek, somebody like Rav David Cohen. Where do you have somebody like Rav David Shvay? He's Rav David Shvay. Where do you find somebody in the veld like that? Rav Feivel Cohen. Where do you find people? These are mamish lions in learning. On Ashir, Rav Groner. On Ashir. I mean, it's on a gvul. You just walk into Rav Davis, Rav Shechter. You just walk into Chaim Berlin, and you just look at the alumni. You see lions. Who stole them away? Who stole them away? That was the Alter von Slobodka's Zriya into Rav Hutner, and Rav Hutner gave each person such covet you can't be masik. Where did they get cover the Adam? I feel such a tremendous loss that we don't have Rav Hutner today. Rav Hutner could be meroimim a person from the bottom, mekimim off a dole, ma'ashpeis yirim evyin, mamish lahishivim nedivim. You could be mamish with the gedek. Who could put you that way? That was Rav Hutner's koyach. Let me go a little bit weiter. The Gemara says that the Rama brings this in Hilchos Deis. Just like the face, everybody's face is different, even if you're a twin. I know a lot of these, unlike with these triplets. Each one has a different, if you take a look exactly, see each one has a different face. There's a set of twins alike, but I look, each one is a different face. Even if you're identical twins, it's still different. There's no such thing as two faces the same. Zoktins the Rambam, just like there's no two faces are the same, there are no two people that think the same way. And if the Abishah gave you a certain way of thinking, then that's made for you. That you have to develop that. That's your chshivas. And the whole world is just for you. And if your twin brother has a different feeling and a different face, just like he has a different face, there's no taina. Hey, how come my face is this way and his face is that way? That's what the Abishah gave me. So your das is different. And you have to develop your das. Don't look at your twin brother. Don't look at your chavrusa. You have a feeling. Lamarshal, let me just give you a dugma. You have a geshpak and tefillin. You're like davening, you got yourself either an art scroll, or you got yourself the Masorah Siddur, and you're getting some sort of a regesh in tefillah, in the Lamnatzeach, or maybe you're hitting it in a few Shemin Esrahs. You're chava, well, you know, tefillah doesn't mean that much to him. He just rolls out of bed, you know, he does the Eibishter favor, he washes Nagavasa maybe once a week, and then he rolls in, you know, on Tishir, so they bounce him out there, and he doesn't get nothing of tefillah, but he has enough from his Rebbe Shir. He likes his Sfarah, he takes notes. So now you can't have any Agam Stavish. Hey, how come he has it in Torah and I have it only in Tefillah? And he can't have any Agam Stavish. How come he has Tefillah now? This is the way the Eibishter made you. Develop what you have. If you develop your Tefillah in Tefillah, if that's what you have, that's your Geshmak. Give yourself covered. Hold of yourself gewaldig. If you have such Cheshivas to your Tefillah, that's going to bring you to Torah, bring you to Chesed, bring you to the whole Bria Kula. But if you can't smother any one of your Koichas. This has nothing to do with Gaiva. That's why I'm talking about this, the Bila Fuki of 2 weeks ago. This is cover the Adam. You have to know what you're all about. Let me give you another example. This is a very shtickle teeth. Us Chabatskas know that Thursday night you talk a little bit what it says in the Chabad Sforim. So we'll talk a little bit about what it says in the Chabad Sforim. You know what the Chabad Sforim, they say the early Sforim, that's either from the Balatanyan, the one after that are not familiar with I think it's called the Mittler Rebbe, the one that's after that, he says, oh, you saw the Noyle Venifla. How come you bench the Yebisha? Baruch Atah Hashem, you bench the Yebisha. Yebisha, you give all the Chayna does. Thanks. Rabbi Yishra, for any mom, she can do anything. You give everybody a full stomach. Thanks a lot for that. What are you doing? The Bisham, you want to give me a compliment? Good, you make me feel good. But why do you have to give the Yebish the compliments? Thanks for making it that a rooster can say kakadoodledoo. What kind of a stuff is that gelechter? And then he says, what are you giving shvach to the Yebish and said, well, the Yebish knows, the Yebish doesn't need you, he doesn't need your shvach. What's going on here? What do you need the whole thing? Every time a person uses the basic, he says, and thanks, Rabbi Yishra, for giving me this. What's this thanks? And Rabbi Yishra, you're the greatest in the first week, bracha, stop with praise to the Yebish, and the next week, at the end, in the middle, you always praise the Rabbi Yishra. What's this whole idea of praising the Eibishter? Zok te chabad svarim yesod niflamoid. When you hear this, you should jump out of your skin. He says like this, just like a human being, if somebody would go over to you and say, hey Chaim, you know what? You have a gewaldige zekorah. You know what's going to happen the next second? The next second you're going to straighten up and your memory is even going to develop. I'll even give you a more gashmias tikamoshal. A flumoshal, let's say you're wearing a nice tie. You're dressed real nice. You have a nice suit and your shirt is pressed and you look as a tip-top. And a guy says, hey, you know you look good? I'm willing to bet anything that the next time you look through in the mirror, you give yourself another kutzel dart and you straighten yourself out. What happened? What happened? You would have stopped, would have straightened out, make sure your nose is there and everything is straight. Why do you check yourself? Because somebody complimented you. If somebody compliment you, then your koichas come out much better. If somebody says, hey, you know, I'll never forget, when I was a counseling camp, there was a bocha, I said, you know, you have a gewaldige physique. So I said, how do you do it? You do it because he had a very powerful, I said, how do you do it? You do push-ups. I was in the push-ups line. I was going to sugar every night. So I said, what do you do? Are you doing push-ups? The guy says, no. Gets it. The next night, I see the guy on the floor. What happened? Did I tell him? I complimented him on his physique. And I said the word push-ups. He wants to develop. He wants to look like a Hercules. Charles Fatless, whatever his name is. Vosvilla. Because somebody complimented him. Somebody complimented him. The middle goes weiter. The Zobazach. You tell a guy, you know you have a gewaldige zekorah. You know what's going to happen to the guy? He'll stop memorizing Mishnah's Baal Peh. How do you get a kid? So the kid right away sits down, he doesn't stop learning. What do you do? You compliment the kid and the COVID goes weiter. That's the exact way the Eibusha does things. If you tell the Eibusha, even though the Eibusha doesn't need it, but this is the way it works. You say to Boy Nishalim, you know, you are the one that gives everybody seichel. And I want to thank you for that. So the Hanhoga is, oh, you're Maka, that's what I do, I'm going to give you. I'm makir and I believe that you're the one that makes everybody, his whole systems to work out and the whole goof. Oh, is that what you're giving me a compliment? Now I give it back to you. That's the way it works. When you compliment the Eibishter, or even you compliment the human being, that's the mahalach. You compliment, then the COVID goes weiter. This is the pshat why Avraham Avinu wanted COVID. Do you think Avraham Avinu wanted COVID? Stamazay, he was standing over there, COVID, that's what he wanted. Not that. Avraham Avinu wants that his middah should come out. How does Avraham Avinu's middah come out? You know, if somebody recognizes it, the big, mighty, heilige Avraham. He says, Rabbi Yisrael, I want COVID. That's not because he wants to have COVID, he put it into his pocket. Hello, you know what I mean? That's not what he wants. But Avraham Avinu wants that he has a job to do in the veld. He has to bring the Abish down to the veld, tell everybody he's an Abish in the veld. He has a big job to do. You know how Avraham Avinu's middahs are going to come out? When people say, Avraham Avinu, wow, your mom is kavaldik, and they'll give cover to Avraham. As soon as they do that to Avraham Avinu, then Avraham Avinu's koiches go out. That's how it goes more and more. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, in the Dorim, that a person should learn for kavod. Don't do this, so you should be in the mizachvan. But if you learn and you're valid, then you'll end up getting kavod. You know why the Gemara says that in the Frizois? Because that's the only way you're going to be matzliach. If somebody gives you COVID and says, you mamish you gavaldik, you moiridik matzliach, and you're the greatest, and you're this, and you're that, and blah, 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 then your koichs are going to come out. So when a bacha sits down to learn, or a younger man, or anybody, even a Moshe Feinstein, when he sits down to learn, he has to know this Gemara. That soif ha-COVID lovoi. Because if you know in your heart that soif ha-COVID lovoi, that you're going to end up getting COVID, once you get COVID, then your minutes are going to come out, you'll be matzliach. Here's a moiridik shlissel. Now, I want to tell you one more shlav, one more knetch in this nakuda. Everything that you have belongs to you. Much like this, your moment. Think that your pen. A pen belongs to you. This is your pen. You know what you could do with your thing? You could take your pen and break it and throw it away. It's in your hands. You can do what you want. Your hat. It's your moment. If you want, you can take your hat. You can rip it up and step in the furnace, throw it in the garbage. It's your moment. You can do whatever you want. Your shoes. You want, you can throw it into the furnace. You can do anything that belongs to you. You can do what you want. There's something, the most important thing that belongs to you that you can't do anything about, and that's your COVID. Not only that, your COVID is totally in me. Your COVID means everything all about you, your uniqueness. If I'm going to give you COVID, then you're going to have COVID. If I'm not going to give you COVID, then you won't have no COVID. So now let me ask you, let's take two people, this one bach on this side of Beis Medrash and bach on the other side of Beis Medrash. The bach on this side of Beis Medrash, he has to have recognition, he has to have COVID. But whose hands is it in? It's in his roommate on this side. If his roommate is going to give him COVID, he's going to be matzliach. And if his roommate doesn't give him COVID, he won't be matzliach. So who's really at fault when that bach is not matzliach? Is it that bach's fault? Maybe it's his fault. Why didn't he give him COVID? Why didn't he make him feel good? If he would have complimented him, you did gewaldik, you're doing this, you're doing great, you're doing tremendous, then our father, he would have been matzliach. Many times you have if you come to lunchtime or by supper or breakfast, many times you have a guy on the table that acts like a mishugana. He's crazy, he's slappy, he's making a lot of noise, he wants a lot of attention. Do you know why he acts that way? Not because he's a fool, because you're the fool. Why didn't you give him COVID? If you would have given him COVID, then he wouldn't have to do this narishkeit. Why is he doing these stupidities? Why is he doing all these? Because people aren't giving him COVID. He doesn't feel like anything. If you make him feel good, you give him COVID, then he's going to be ma'id matzliach. He's not going to have to do this narishkeit. So when you see people that do vildezachen, who's to blame? It's not that to blame, it's you to blame. Because you're the one that's not giving them COVID. That's why the Mishnah tells us, Yehi kavod chavecha chav alach kishalach. The COVID of Yechava should be so COVID to you like your own COVID. Don't you want to have COVID? The truth. Let's talk a little mamaloshin. Don't you like it when somebody compliments you? Doesn't that make you feel good? Well, I'm telling you, I'm standing right next to the Aron Kodesh. I'll tell you the truth. I feel good. If somebody gives me a compliment, it makes me feel good. It makes me develop more. I feel I want to stag. Why not? I'm a human being. It's part of human nature. So if it feels good to me, why shouldn't I go give somebody else COVID? That's what the Mishnah is telling us. I know when somebody gives me COVID, then I want to develop more and I want to be a bigger Talmud Chacham. I want to get, I want more COVID and that'll make me learn more. So it's a little bizarre. So if I give you COVID, so that's the way it keeps on going. Reuven gives Shimon and Shimon gives Reuven. Do you know the Talmud from Rabbi Akiva died? Why? Shaloi Nogu COVID Zebezeh. So everybody learns Pshat, Shaloi Nogu COVID Zebezeh, is because they didn't give COVID. Shall I tell you another Pshat? Not only they didn't give, but they didn't get. Somebody that doesn't get COVID, he's finished. The Talmid Rabbi Akiva, it was Nigzar and the Misa. Why? Because not only they didn't give cover to each other, but they didn't get covered from each other. A guy has to have covered. You know a very famous story with Chuni Hamagel? Chuni Hamagel was so great. I mean, if I would tell you a story, I mean, you take a look in Tainus. I think it's of Chaf Aleph or Chaf Bez or Chaf Gimel around there. So the Gemara tells us, Chuni Hamagel, what did he do? There wasn't so much rain in Klai, so Gate the Grace of Chuni Hamagel. He's a Yelidisha, a Kumfna Tatan Mama. But what does he do? He has a fanel. He makes a big circle. And he says, Rabbi Shalom, I'm not walking out of this circle unless you make it rain. If a guy, my kid would tell me to do that to me, I don't blind dirt, my chef. Here he goes, and he makes a circle, says, Rabbi Shalom, I'm not going out until I get rain. You hear what from them? The Yavish makes it, finally the Yavish makes it rain. So that's not what I asked you for. I want, what kind of, whatever he wants, he gets finished like that. What was the end of the story, Chuni Amagel? Pshat in the Pasuk, he didn't know. Also, you know, a person could sleep for 70 years. It says Golub's bubble was like a cholam. A person could sleep for 70 years. What happened? He went to sleep, and he fell asleep for 70 years. When he finally got up, it says the Abisha made a cave around him. No one stirred him. For 70 years he slept. When he got up, he went into the Beis Medrash. As soon as he walked into the Beis Medrash, so they were Tanoim then. These were the earliest Tanoim. The time before Rav Gamliel, these were the people, they weren't even called Rebbe at that Kufa. They were just called by the names. It was before even Rebs. That's how great they were. They didn't need the title of Rebs. Just the name alone was Neure. And Chuni Amagel walks into the Beis Medrash. As soon as he walks into the Beis Medrash, the people say, the Torah is all of a sudden became so clear, like Chuni Amagel. He brought with himself such a hashpah from Torah. This was 3 days later. Well, his family already was nifta. He didn't know. He had his great-grandson was still alive. And as soon as he walked to the Beis Medrash, he said, wow, it's like the days of Chuni Amagel. So he said, that's me. So he said, what? That's you? So he said, that's right. And the Yistam Kashas. Every single thing they asked him, he answered. So, but you know what happened to Gemara Fizai? They didn't give him COVID. They didn't give him COVID like they should have given Chuni Amagel. They gave him COVID like a younger man. Zog to Gemara. He went into his room and he was mispaled. A bunch of them, I'd rather die. I saw the Gemara. I went out of my kelim. Chuni Amagel, Emzev, was kind of vexed. He makes a circle and he says, Rabbi Shalom, I'm not leaving unless you make it rain. And that's not what I asked you for. I asked you for something else. He's such a tiger. He's such a bailim in the Bria. And then Mitamol, somebody doesn't give him COVID. He says, Rabbi Shalom, put me to Gan Eden, forget it. Let's forget about the whole business. Just put me back to Seir. What does he want? Well, he's such a lion. He's such a tiger. And Mitamol, I'm to get him this COVID. He wants to go home. The Teretz is nobody's koiches. It makes no matter who. It makes no difference who you are. Everybody has to have recognition. There's nothing wrong with recognition. And when you get your recognition, then you steig. And if you don't have it, then a person fizzes out. What can I tell you? I tell you, there's so many people, Bochram, that go through yeshiva, their mamash, Luyisha kept, tremendous kept. And where are they now? In business. What happened? These guys, they could have been Rashke Bahags. You know what happened? There was no one that was ma'oided them. No one gave him COVID. No one gave him chizik. So what happened? He didn't get COVID, this. So he went into stocks, this, blah, 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 blah. He lost everything. Why? He was a yeshiva boch. He could have made it on top. He was a Luyisha kept. No one gave him COVID. COVID is one of the most important things to ingredients for Hatzlocha. When a person has COVID, he's moedig matzliach. That's why the Gemara tells us. When a person sits down to learn, Taka, you shouldn't learn l'shem COVID, but don't worry, you should know that you're going to get your COVID. Because if you know you're going to get recognition, you'll get COVID, people will give you compliments, then you'll be matzliach. If not, you're going to end up like nothing. That was really, that's what I want to be saying this part. That was really why the Alter from Kelm had one Shita. He was mamash like, mamash had always get this in sticker for mention. And his Talmud, the Alter from Slobodka, changed the whole Shita. You know why he changed the whole Shita? That's the reason. The Alter from Kelm, people were so solid, they were so strong by Zich, they could take any type of Musa. You tell a guy, Hezekiah, what are you, crazy? You'll burn in Gehenna if you do this. So the guy would hear that mamash, he would do tshuva. But the Alter felt that the next dirt was mamash tzushlug, and they were so poor. They didn't have the stamina, they didn't have the guts, like the Friedrich Adurus. He says, you can't tell a guy you're going to burn a Gehenna. You have to tell a guy the other way. You should know that if you're an onov, and if you do this, and if you have this smile, you'll get ganed. The only who talk positive and positive. That's why the Alter changes all Shita. And if you'll notice, you see all the builders of Torah in America, where did they all come from? Where do they all come from? The builders, who built the Binyonim? They're all Talmida from Slobodka. Lakewood, how many schools, how many yeshivas? Adelphia, that's thanks Lakewood. Lakewood, thanks Ravaran. Ravaran, thanks Talta from Slobodka. That's where it came from. Any other place, you know how many branches Lakewood put out? The Einhard came Yearbook. You know why? Because Ravaran was the sheet of Slobodka, giving cover. You could be a Rosh Hashiva, you could be a Gevaldik. Ravaran used to coin people as the Pnei Yeshua from Dirt, as the Rabbi Chana from Dirt, as the Chavetz Chaim from Dirt. He had a label for everybody. Why? He gave everybody cover. Once he gave everybody cover, it was Mamash Gevaldik. I'll tell you, I want to tell you a Murdi Dika Maisa. This Maisa is half of a fella. He doesn't have his boxing gloves on, okay. He wants I should lend him some money. There was a certain tzaddik, page 2. There was a certain tzaddik, his name was the Baditchev Rebbe, Rablevi Yitzchok Baditchev. We could have mamash from the Talmidim, from the Grace of Talmidim, from the Helik of Baal Shem Tov. They went down to the Mazrit Shemagin. And if the Avos Yisrael, he loved everybody, even the worst, the Russia in the Welt, he loved so much. They say mamash that he knew how to take the worst person and take out one nakuda from that person and give that nakuda covered, and the person blossomed into being a murdered tzaddik. They say that the Baditchev Rebbe, he was once standing someplace, and he hears the way a ganef goes into the shul, he goes to Yom Kippur. And I just want to be mamash a little bit without what Abdovid asked me. He just told me something, but I just wanted to be doichet. So I said that he came to ask me for money or something else. I just made a joke out of it. B'chas v'sholm, I didn't do that. I just wanted to be doicha what he said, so I just did that. B'chas v'sholm. Abdov doesn't need my money. I'm sure Rabbi Yeruchim pays him very, very well. Right there. Anyway, I call upon him, Rabbi Yitzchum, Baditchev, and he walked out so I could say what I want. Rabbi Yitzchum from Baditchev, the Helik Baditchev Rebbe, once heard a ganef go inside the base medish, and it's Yom Kippur, and everybody's crying yalolas for all the averis, the bitter averis, mamish, and the... And Ablev Yitzchak walks in, he sees the way a ganef, and a guy comes in. Without a sit, he says, well, you know, the Rabbeinu Shalalem, let me see, what did I do? This year, I gambled a few towels, I gambled this, and I gambled that. Rabbeinu Shalalem, what did you do? You made so many yisayimim, you made so many almanis. You know what? Let's each one be moichel the other one. I'm moichel you moichel me. When Ablev Yitzchak heard that, he told the person, why didn't he ask for the Mashiach? It was such a moichel the tefillah. What? If I would have seen the guy, what give me a flask, his head would wind. A chutzpah. A guy told him, you made yourself my money. Said, let's switch you off me and you, let's each be Michael. What kind of cadence is that? And Zog the Baditchev Rebbe, he said that the person, that tefillah was such a powerful tefillah, that he had a koyach to be poiled that the Gula Mashiach would have came. If you see, we would have said, Rabbi Yisrael, okay, now give me Mashiach too. Could you be masik? What Avos Yisrael? And I believe Yitzchak wasn't a fool. He didn't make no shtick. He said that person has a koyach tefillah, that person has a koyach tefillah could have gone mamish from the bottom of that guy's garbage can all the way up mamish to kissing a koyach and be poiled the gula. You know what a koyach, and only through Ablevi Yitzchak, because Ablevi Yitzchak knew how to be miyakadit. You know what it meant to give cover to that pintle yid. Kopar of Ablevi Yitzchak, he used to be molidik machmer. When he used to come to a bris mila, to come to a suda from a bris, he always made sure to make the bris mamish as soon as the sun came up. Usually chassidim used to daven him very, very late. But when it came to a bris, Vayashkim Avram Baboikim, Malam, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, Shazizim Akim LeMitzvahs. And about Zrizim Akim LeMitzvahs, so from there we learn the Gemara that you're supposed to do Bris Mila very, very early. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Gamet says the same thing with tefillah, but the chassidim used to be mekel and zmanim. They used to say that you have to prepare for tefillah. But when it came to a bris milah, everybody knew Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, if he's going to be the moel, he was a moel, and if he's going to make the bris, his mamash has to be mamash right as soon as the sun comes up. Right after going, you study dam shem nesa 1, 2, 3, and right afterwards they make the bris because he wants to be makayim v'yashkam avram b'vayikim. Kitzur, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's daughter got married, and the Eibush benched her with a little child. Now, when Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, everybody knew he's going to be the moel. So all the great chassidish rabbeim that were in that kufa, they all came to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak's base medrash. They came mamish towards the end of the night because they knew Baal Kitzayin Alois HaShacha, and they're going to shtelzach davening by Alois HaShacha, by Alois, they'll put on the talis and the tefillin and kadesh, all the dinim, and then afterwards by Netzal, right away they'll say Goal Yisrael, and then right afterwards they're all going to daven, and right afterwards between Ashi Volzi and Achvais, right away, Hazago, I think before Ashi Volzi, I forgot Punkt to say that, and then right away they'll make the bris. So Gleisit Tzadiki Elyon, all people, Ziknei Hador, everybody came to be Mishtatev, and the Gleisit Simcha of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the Baditchev Elev Zeinikel. They're going to make the bris right in the morning. No, everybody came, everybody was Tovel, the Chassidim the Tovel every day, everybody was Batachas HaKadusha, waiting for the Helig Baditchev to walk in, to the base. Maybe they can start davening. Kids are waiting, he's not there. So they, you know, no one would dare go to his house and knock at his door, you know, you just... But he had a room, a place where in his house where it wasn't too far from the base of Medrash. And that's where he's, and they were just, you know, people looking out a window waiting for the Rebbe to come out. You know, we have to, and they saw his mom is getting closer to Netzach Hama. They said, L'chol, you have to daven. But they said, what kind of chutzpah? You can't daven without Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. He's not here, so we can't daven. So what's going on here? There was mamish appellate, and also the Edom, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, he was mamish secretary. He couldn't be mazik. What's the Shver doing? You know, by every bliss in the ganze Welt, the Rebbe's makbid, that it should be mamish on time. Punkt, by his, Enikel's bliss, mitamol, he's not here. Kids, a few of his friends told him, you know, go up to knock at the door. He says, Willie, I'm going to go knock at his door. Sugar davich zayn, he's mustan fanum mit der gleiche Sache. I'm going to knock at his door. He knows what time it is. Kids, anyway, they told him, Hezachan, we have to start davening. We can't. He says, listen, Hezachan, you people, you want to daven? Yeah, you can daven, but I'm not knocking. I'm not gainish. Kids, anyway, then the chassidim, the alte chassidim, they said, it's very afternet. We have to daven. You can't be machbar on the tzibur. There's a whole tzibur. Mamish, hundred dimension, piled into the base of medish. See, and all the people are outside. And it's cold. It's this, that. Everybody has to go. No, they said that you daven. So he told them. So the Edom says, listen, I'm not going to hold you back. You want to daven? You can daven. And he was very, very stark to brochem. Why should he suffer so much? The shver is not coming to this bliss. What's going on? Was he playing games? Kids, anyway, he got to the He decided, that's it. No one's with me. He fears he slid out right by the house of his shver, the Levi Yitzchak, and he knocks at the door. Got himself guts and knocks at the door. He doesn't hear anything. Nobody moves. He goes into the house. He finds out that the Rebbe is talking in that room. Gate it's big and he knocks harder. No, he doesn't hear a sound. No, he goes back to the base medish and they really had finished davening. They finished. They ask him, no, what happens? He says, listen, I knocked at the door. I didn't hear a tnuah. So somebody says, is there any spalt in the door? Is there any like slit in the door where you can look in? Somebody said, yeah, you can, there's a place you can look in, a crack by the keyhole or wherever it is. And you can take a look. We'll see what's going on. Kids, anyway, he sent him down, he went down again. He went down with a few of his chaverim, and they look through the door, and they see him sitting by a table like this, with his head, and ganzer shakur, the hands on his head, zmuridik shakur machshava, and his face is muridik red. So when they saw that something is going on. He's ganzer arangeton in epsin, a riesige machshava, something's going on, they're not going to knock, they see something, that's it, they went back. They waited until 12 o'clock. The Rebbe still didn't leave his place. It was come out like about an hour before at night. All of a sudden the door opens and the people already were waiting. I mean, half of them went home. These were people were starving. They ate that. And his daughter, and the Enikel was, you know, his daughter didn't, you know, she wouldn't dare knock at her father's door. She knows her father's a sefer Torah. She wouldn't dare knock. Kids, anyway, finally he walks. He opens up the door with a million different erenscape. And he says, where's the baby? Let's make the bliss. Right away, all the people, everybody came running, mamish fierce. They got, somebody was the Sunday. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak took the moel messer. And he made Hashem Hashem to Al Hamila. He made the bliss. Everybody bench. Then afterwards he took the kois and he said, Balu Chato Hashem, kois is a bliss. That's the bracha you make. And everybody saw it was such a wordy to get errands kid. It was shreklach. Then the second bracha, Lakeni Velakev, said, Kayim is a yellow daze, the Yakorei Shmoi be Yisrael, Moshe Yehudalei. Ben Nab Yosef Burim, that was the name of his Eidim. Guy, his name, Moshe Yehudalei. Who's that? Why do you name him Moshe Yehudalei? That's not a name of the Mishpocha. What's going on over here? But he wouldn't dare say a word. His fish fair said Moshe Yehudalei. So it's Moshe Yehudalei. Because he finishes it then. It finishes good. They fierce. Everybody fierce. Shnell Davin's Milchon before. And then everybody sits down for the Suda for the priest. Comes by the Suda. Everybody's a little bit more relaxed. They're singing Yemi La Bosha. Everybody's happy. It's a Lebedik and fair. Everybody's by the bliss. It's Moiridik. Kitzer was ready, everybody was relaxed, everybody was at night already, and they were singing Vaita, and they were singing the Vaitoria, a little Vaitola. And Rav Levi Yitzchak sees his Edom at the end of the table, Rav Levi Yitzchak was having on, and he calls over his Edom, come here. He sits down next to him, he says, I see that you want to ask me something. Go ahead, ask me what's bothering you. So he says, I stir up, but I'll ask you, since you're giving me the shush, I'll ask you two things. How come every single bris, you used to come out, mamish, exactly on time, mamish, benetzacham, we make the bris. And here, my son, that's your anical, you could be makayim, vayashkem, avram, baboike, punk, and then you weren't makayimis, and you pushed it off. V'layoy. How come, the second question, how come you gave the name Moshe Yudalei? How does he get a Moshe Yudalei? Who's Moshe Yudalei? She says, I'll tell you. And then all of a sudden, everybody gets quiet, and everybody crowds around the Raditchevan, and he says, I'm worried they could mice. He says like this. This morning, Fashtetzach, I didn't sleep last night, I was up, because I was a rangaton in the Indian from Kodesh HaBliz. I'm now making a bris together with the Eivishter. I'm giving my anikul. I'm the moil. I'm giving my anikul, and I'm going to take off the oilus, and that'll take off the oilus halev, and I bring him into mamish klal yisrael that way. And I'm going to be a Kurdish Mabisol, and I have to give him a name, and I have to think mamish as far as I can to give him the gresh tahilik a name, that my anikul should be matzliach, should be a big tzaddik. He says, as soon as it got close to halos hashachar, I was looking outside the window, and I saw, when he says he saw, it means with his ruchnius thicker eye. It doesn't mean that he saw mamish like the way we see. He says, I saw in the veld all of a sudden a moly de kachashkes. The whole world turned black to me. Any place I looked at, any cheder of the veld, when I was looking in this direction, I looked in that direction, I saw the whole world turned black. I knew something went wrong. And I couldn't be masik. What went wrong? Why is this such a chashkes in the oilam? I heard the people shuffling, everybody's getting ready, everybody's running around, they're getting ready to list, preparations for the bliss and everything. And here I'm magish, a moly de kachashkes, the whole world got black. I realized when I was looking at the veld, I knew that a tzaddik died. And I had to be mishakua b'machshava until it was nizgala to me who died. So I said, Adam said, we're all terrified. That means a tzaddik died today. So he asked, who died? She said, this morning, the neshama of Rab Moshe Yehuda Leib Sasevah went up to the Himmel. You know the Sasevah, Moshe Sasevah, I'll tell you stories you wouldn't believe it about him. He was a baluach hakodesh that's lo yumaki yisupa. He was from the biggest in the dirt. And Ramoshi Yudalei Sasevah was nifter. Soon as he was nifter, he was such a mighty dikachaskus in the veld that it was shreklach, mama shreklach. I didn't know how the world is going to exist right without this tzaddik. But nobody knew. And I was shakur b'machshava. And he says, and the following thing was nizgala to me. And he tells them like this. When Ramoshi Yudalei's neshama went up to the Himmel, all of a sudden a baskel went out. This is what happens. It says in Sfarim. Pnu mokem, make place, make place. And all the mitzvahs, and all the malachim, that Moshe Yehuda Leib, all the mitzvahs that he did come out in the form of malachim and they greet the neshama. Not only that, but all the tzaddikim that he learned Torah from and all the tzaddikim that he was milder with his helikai, they all come to be makabel upon him, and all the tzaddikim from his heichel, where he belongs in Gan Eden, they all come towards the neshama and they come, they greet him, and they bagleik the neshama is supposed to go up to Gan Eden. Hakitzer, Moshe Yehuda Leib, his neshama was going up to Gan Eden. And he was told exactly which heichel he belongs in. You don't go where you want. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu's heichel just because you learned Chumash Rashi. It doesn't work that way. You learn Chumash Rashi every week, so you end up being a Rashi's heichel. You learn Gemara, you end up learning the Tanoim. So Shtam Zeg Dibusan, I get a Moshe's heichel. It doesn't work that way. Everybody has a heichel. You belong someplace. And at Moshe Yehuda Leib, they were told which heichel he belongs. And he was standing right after there was no din v'chesh v'ashtetzach, and at Moshe Yehuda Leib, there was no din. So he went straight into Gan Eden. Right when his neshama was about to go into the door of Gan Eden, the Heichel, and all the neshamas are treating this neshama with cover, it goes in. All of a sudden, Rav Moshe Yehuda Leib heard a moly dike tzaoka, a moly dike gishrei. And the gishrei was so loud and so great, the ruchni is dike gishrei. It went misseifa oilam at seifa oilam. And Rav Moshe Yehuda Leib decided, name, vevein, whose neshama is that? And he followed the curly, he left. His neshama left all the tzaddikim standing by the door of Gan Eden. And they went all, they followed the curl, they went down until he followed the curl, and he was going deeper, deeper until he went to the Pesach of Gehenna. And he realized this curl, it's a Yiddish curl, somebody is crying, and he's crying from the door of Gehenna. So Rav Moshe Yehuda Leib, the Baditchva saying over the Maise, his neshama broke into the door of Gehenna. He can't be there, he doesn't belong there, it's not Shaykh. And he broke in and he said, who's crying? Who's the one that gave this tzalka? The second Rav Moshe Yehuda Leib heard, went into Gehenna, so all of a sudden the anhoga from Gehenna has to change. Gehenim is a fire, it burns out the Avedis. Gehenim is a very good thing. I mean, we don't want it. But it's like a washing machine. A guy's dirty. Farfan, you have to take your shirt and it just rubs it out until it's clean. It feels bad, but then you walk out knocking. So that's what Gehenim is. It's a gavaldik toiva. We shouldn't have to have it. we should call rain to Gan Eden. But people that have Averis, they have to get washed out. It's hot. You know the expression, it's hot as, that's exactly what it is. It just burns it out. That's it, simply. So he said, when he heard this call, so when he went into the door of Gehenim, so all of a sudden the Malachim from Gehenim realized they can't have the Shlita of Eish anymore. There's no such thing as Eish. Because if there be Eish in Gehenim, Chas HaShem will burn the Neshama from Moshe Yudalei. So all of a sudden the Malachim stopped the Hanhoga from Eish, and Gehenim stopped being hot. And the Malach went over to Moshe Yudalei and told him, you have to leave Gehenim. You don't belong here, you belong in a Heichel in Gan Eden. Not only are you here Shalei B'Shus, but you're shedding my Shlichas. I have a Shlichas from the Eish, I have to make Gehenim hot. I'm the Malach from Eish, I make the Gehenim hot. And if you're taking away my job, you're taking away my Shlichas, you're not going to hold me back. The Moshe Yudalei says, I'm not leaving this Gehenim. So now says, why is he here? He says, I heard there's a Yid crying here, and that curl got a hold of me. Just like all my life, I was mizdabik with the mitzvah called Pidgin Shvuyin. Anytime I heard that he was a Yid that was gefangen, a goyim had them gefangen, they captured him, and they didn't want to release him. I was moisim nefesh kipshutai all my life, and I saved so many people. So the Zelbazach, just like the Abe should let me do it on this veld, on the Olam HaSheker, so when I come to the Olam HaEmes and I hear that a Yid is stuck and a Yid is crying, it's also Pidgin Shvuyin. I'm not leaving Gehenim unless they let out those neshamas. So Mal says, it's not Hefke. They're letting out these neshamas, they have to get cleaned out. You can't. Hakitzah became a moiri dikah din Torah. And the Bez and Shamayla said that Rabbi Moshe Yudalei zos ibezog and dang taina. Say exactly what you hold. So he said, Rabbi Nishalayla, you say in your Torah, you bring rayas from Torah, he says that whatever a person does in this veld, that's what he does in Yenavel. If he bowed on this veld, I was moise nefesh, moiri dikah, pidgin shvuyin. And I saved so many falar in the Yidden. And I saved so many tzabroch in the Yidden, I brought them to the mocker. So the Zelbazach, I want to do now. And a Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's bigger than you? You also did Pidgin Shvuyim. When it went out to Yitzias Mitzrayim, who was the one that lays down the Yidden? Ani v'loy tzorah v'loy malach, ani hu, says in the Pasuk. I'm the one, so the Abish was the one that did it. The Abish himself made the Pidgin Shvuyim in Mitzrayim. So Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm me Mekayim Yerotzen. First of all, I'm doing just like I did in Yenavelt, I'm doing now in this Velt. V'loy yoyra, I'm mamish imitating you. Zeh keli v'amfeyu, the Gemara Dashen, that you have to be Dormeloy. The Baskel came out. This is all the Baditchva is saying. The Baskel came out. And the Baskel said, since Taka, you're right. Since whatever you did in Yenavelt, you have Rishus to do in this Velt. And Hagam, you had the Koyach to go into Gehenim Shalai B'Shus, your mamash, you turned everything over. We're giving you the Shus to take out as much Neshomas as you saved on this Velt, on the Olam HaSheker, that's how much we're letting you save out in Olam HaEmes. The Malachim came with the Bicha. And they made a Cheshmer. How many Shomas did he save? So they made a Cheshmer. So then Rabbi Moshe Yudalei says, Nate, since I saved the father, he's going to have children, he's going to have children until Mashiach's time. So then you have to cheshmer out all those. They made a cheshmer, was over 60,000 neshamas he saved. Nope. Over 60,000, they gave him an exact number. This amount, over 60,000, you can take out of Gehenna. Just like you did in this belt, you can do it in the other belt. Nope. So then it says like this. This is Mamash, I don't want to get you scared. But when I saw this, Rabbi Shalom, I said, Rabbi Shalom, help me, I shouldn't do any Avedis. That I can tell you. I don't know what the Alto Fasta Botka would say, but I can tell you, boy, he lost and I shouldn't have to go to Gehenna. Let me tell you, it's bitter. All right, let me skip what I read over there, because I want you guys to sleep good tonight, because you have to learn tomorrow. No, let me hear the Nusach. No, no. Let's leave it for a different time. I'm telling you, it's not Kedai. You read a little bit, you'll get nightmares. Well, maybe it is Kedai, it will keep you a little bit away from Avedis. Yeah. Or maybe better, but we'll leave it for next time. Maybe yes. Anyway, it's quite complicated, but one thing let me tell you, it's not good. And Moshe Yudalei went to Difa Chalokim from Gehenna, and he picked out the Neshomas, the Falorin and the Neshomas, the ones that had Mamish no Tukuma. They were Neshomas there that were never there for hundreds of years that were burning in Gehenna. The Stam Mishpat Rishayim, the Stam Rosh was for 12 years, 12 months. That's why you say Kaddish for 12. You know, a person says Kaddish for 11 months because they don't say 12 months because you say that the father or mother wasn't to Russia. But the Mishnah of the Rishayim in Gehenna was 12 months. But then the Rishayim that burn even longer than that. And not only that, there's certain Rishayim that you have to burn parts of the Nisham and this Chelik in Gehenna. And this Chelik, and they ripped the Nisham, and it's toch nil v'im what goes on there. And Moshe Yehuda Levi couldn't take it. That was the Kol Tzaoka. He heard that a Yid, they ripped him apart, they would never had to be Matar. That had to be Matar his eyes, that had to be Matar his nose, had to be Matar his ears and his hands and his feet and everything. And the Yid couldn't take the Tzaoka, and the Tzaoka was such a coil Tzaoka, that it went Mamash till Gan Eden. That's when he heard that coil. She said, how could I let a yid be suffering so much? Just like pigeons scream from Goyim, I can make pigeons scream afilu from Gehenim. And they led him and he went and he was makabitz. He himself was neshama, went down there. And he was makabitz all the halakim from those neshamas. And he put them together. And he put together over 60,000. And they didn't give him the shush, just a little bit more they let him. At the end, right before he was standing by the door, and he realized what he did, how many yidni was yet nitzel from pitchish film from such a gehenim. He says, Rabbani Shalom, you gotta let me take a few hundred more. That's what it says. And he went back in there and he took another few hundred. And then they told him, that's it. You can't. Because you don't have that koyach. You could only do in Yenevel what you did in this veld. If you were matzel a little bit more than 60,000, we'll let you. You want to stop another 100, okay, that's it. But that's it. You can't do more, it's not your koyach. And a Moshe Yehuda Leib Sasseva went into his heichel. And he took together all these toizenter neshamas went with him. You could be margish, you could be masig, how the feeling of these yidden, when they were nitzel, they were no tekuma for them. They did such mias aveiris, they were the dirtiest mamish. And Moshe Yehuda Leib slept everybody out, and he slept everybody with him, and he took them all into his heichel. When he got into his heichel, they said, Panu Mokoim, make room, make room. And they let Moshe Yehuda Leib go in first, and together all those neshamas nebuch that was lost, for so many hundreds of years, he took them, all the halakim, he put them together, and he put them to his heichel. Zok the Helik about Ditchva like this. I saw all this happen this night. And this was going on right in, during the time of the day. While you people were davening, while you people, you were wondering what I was doing. I was watching what was going on. I saw the Din Torah. I saw how the Moshe Yehuda Leib was fighting for all those Yidden. And I saw how he was pulling over 60,000 Yidden to take them out of Gehenna and put them into Gan Eden. This is what I saw. That's what took me so long. When it was time to give the child a name, I gave him the name after this tzaddik. Because I want that my enikos to have such a koyach. Whatever you do in this veld, that's what you could do in Yenevel. Let me tell you, the veld says a moilidik marshal. They say if all you like to eat is corn chips, let's say you like the milo of corn chips, and you did one yid, one mitzvah, you know what you do in Yenevel? You eat corn chips forever. That's what, of course it's not the corn chips, it's a ruchnistik, a type of, whatever pleasure you experience, that's what they give you. It's not mamish corn chips, but that feeling that you had from eating the corn chips, that feeling they give you forever. That's shtus of avolim, is that what you want? Take a look at Moshe Yehuda Leib, what he did in his veld, what he did in, when he lived in this veld. Vivaldi did such moiridike maises of pigeon shvurim, so they let this koyach go weiter. That was this maise. I want to sum everything up. First limit we have from this, as eshens, as kein yid vetnis verloren, sedot tzadikim, that can take us out, no matter what velach hamatzev. That's one thing. A different thing we have to take out from this maise, the moiridike kedusha from the helike, the Moshe Yehuda Leib sasevet, that he had such a koyach. And a valid the Ruach HaKodesh and the Badich Velebe to be Megala what was going on at this time. And a different thing that we have to take out was in the first part, the Inyan from COVID. You have to learn how to be Machabit people. Not only to be Machabit people, but you have to learn how to give COVID to yourself. I just brought up before I want to be Messiah. Tonight's Thursday night. Don't kill your Thursday night. You should spend a lot of time learning. I want to publicly ask Rav Dovid from Mechila Agam is not here, but I want to ask him from Mechila because I'm afraid maybe I hurt his feelings and I didn't give him COVID. So I have to ask him for Mechila, and you'll say it over. Do me a favor, at least three Bochum should tell him that I publicly at the end, I just, my humble forgiveness, Blinet, I won't do it again, and I was sorry that I spoke about Abdullah the way I did.